This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal, and here with an example of how one piece of the economy impacts another, and then another, and another, and then finally, your wallet. Okay, so you remember the drought in the Midwest, which has cut crop yields, which has meant higher feed prices for cows, which has led some farmers to get rid of some cows, which has left us with the smallest dairy herd we've had in decades. Fewer cows, less milk, higher prices, and not just for the dairy you drink either. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro connects the dots.
If I say name the types of milk, you probably think whole, skim, 2%. But if you trade milk, or write for people who do, like Mary Keogh Ledman at the Daily Dairy Report, you think about the four classes of milk.
Class one you drink, class two you spoon, yogurt, ice cream. Class three you cut, cheese. Class four, butter and powder, you can store forever.
And if you're a company that makes food with milk, from sour cream to soup to nacho cheese flavor chips, your costs go up along with milk prices. But when depends on the product.
Some of the more aged cheese, like Parmesan, those cheeses were made 9 months ago. It'll be longer to see the price increase.
Customers may not see it at all. Companies look for other things to cut when milk goes up. Starbucks, say, may trim fuel costs or packaging, not charge more for a latte. Or here's a company that relies on dairy, Domino's Pizza.
Cheese is a very important part of the consumer experience. Americans love cheese.
Spokesman Tim McIntyre says cheese is about 40% the cost of a Domino's Pizza. The company uses about 200 million pounds a year, and that's just on pizza. Never mind.
Our stuffed cheesy bread, pasta, which has cheese as well.
Using less cheese is not the answer to rising milk prices, he says.
One of the ways that you offset an increase in any commodity cost is by ensuring that you keep your customers happy.
Sure, you could sprinkle less cheese, but those pennies saved could cost you much more if your customers turn elsewhere. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.